So this afternoon, I'm interviewing two chaps who I've not interviewed before, and it's an absolute pleasure. Perhaps you'd like to introduce yourselves.
So I'm Ollie, and I will be playing the Beast this year.
Okay.
And I'm Harry, and I'm playing the part of Shaq.
Now, I believe you two are on stage. You're playing friends, and you're actually friends in real life.
We are.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
We've known each other quite a while. That must be...
It's 10 years.
10 years.
Oh, well.
Less for murder.
So I've heard, yes. So, Ollie, it's been a while since we've actually seen you on Over Players Pantos. What have you been doing in your time?
Well, mainly we've had a baby this
okay.
year. Just turned
Congratulations.
One.
Really?
You.
Wow.
Yeah, scary. And then before that, I did a couple of shows in Cambridge as well. So I did
okay.
Spamalot and Sing in the Rain, both in Cambridge.
Okay.
I kind of like popped back into Over every now and again. So I did the Art of Course Acting in the summer.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, and always kind of, you know, maintained contact and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Yeah. And what about you, Harry? Where else have you, what have you been doing? Because you weren't in the Panto last year.
No, well, actually, I've been out of it for the last 2 years. Although I say out of it, I've been off the stage. I've been backstage helping set building and even taking on the role of stage manager for the Art of Course Acting as well.
So this is a nice chance to be the front of the curtain.
Yes, it's it's nice to be back on the stage. I thought to myself, I thought I could just have a quiet sort of stress-free backstage sort of work, and I thought, no, that's not going to happen. That never happens.
Right, harder work than being on stage.
Yes, it certainly is. So I've decided, right, that's it, I'm going to be on stage this time.
But of course, the shock came when they asked you to do a bit of rapping. How is that going with you?
Well, I'm better off wrapping Christmas presents, to be honest. It's not something I've ever thought I could do, and I just managed to prove myself just about wrong. But it's going to take a long time.
You'll be great. Yeah, I'm absolutely guarantee that. And Ollie, you're as a beast, you're having to make an awful lot of sort of beastly noises. How's that protecting on the voice?
Yeah, definitely. And the growl in particular kind of hurts. And the first couple of rehearsals, I went kind of full on at it and found for a couple of days afterwards I had a bit of a sore throat. I do have a singing teacher, so I kind of spoke to her about kind of how to kind of balance.
Get that balance and pitch right.
And
you
let it come from a bit deeper rather than from the throat and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
We might do some couple of tricks with the mic as well.
Well, you see, I think that's probably the best because you're going to be speaking a lot and that's going to be too much on the voice, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. So do you think that's going to be a good show?
Can't wait. You really can't wait. It's looking brilliant.
Really looking forward to it.
And the music I've seen so far has been really, really good.
Yeah. Definitely, I think it's a bit
nice and lively and
modern. Oh, it's a modern song, isn't it?
Just so lots of music that people are going to recognise, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Well, I cannot wait myself. I look forward to seeing it, and thank you very much to the both of you.
No worries.
Thank you.